turn it into a long first day for you.
Yeah, we'll really kill them.
Jesus.
It's the Killers.
Wait, what time is it?
It's 6:11, 11 minutes after 6. If you got to be there by 7, you got 49 minutes to get there.
I have been here a whopping 2 hours, and it seems like a weekend.
Paul Marshall, a.k.a. Neanderthal, formerly of...
Somewhere.
Now here
the
with
wafer.
Us on WBCN. as the guy who just called in said, oh, Paul, I remember you. I used to listen to you. Yeah.
Yeah, but way back in the day. Tuesday. You know, it's
Wednesday.
Funny.
Were you on Wednesday?
Yeah, I think I was on Wednesday.
Yeah,
too.
You were on Wednesday.
You know, the funny thing about it is my last interview there was with Corey Taylor from Slipknot.
Sure.
And we were making fun of the state of radio at the time. And I said, you know, are you bummed out at the pussification of radio that, you know, a lot of people aren't playing Slipknot and some of that heavy stuff anymore? And he goes, yeah. And I go, well, let's end my radio career now and be careful what you wish for.
Dude, wow. You came up with the word pussification.
Yeah.
You like that? That's great.
I dumped it. I just dumped it twice.
Did you really?
No. See, I got you really scared, didn't I?
You said dump.
Yeah. Hey, listen, while you're here, I want to say something because actually you made a very quick, poignant comment to somebody who called earlier on Veterans Day who wanted to give a shout out to the guys that he served with. And all you said was thank you when he said what he did. Yeah, which is all you really should say.
Yeah, but if you see somebody that served like tonight in the bar, buy him a beer.
Absolutely.
And if you served, wear your uniform. And you might get laid.
Yeah, it could work. Cardi's Furniture Superstores came up with something other than thank you. They came up with a family room set that they wanted to give to some family who has a family member serving overseas right now. And we got a bunch of emails in. And originally, the idea was to pick the best one and make sure they gave it. Everybody who has a story with a spouse or a loved one or even a friend serving overseas.
The best?
Yeah, has a story. And I'm reading mom like, there's no best. So we picked one at random.
Right, there's no best. These people aren't at home.
Yeah, what are you trying to top each other?
My
like three radio guys in the room. Somebody's got to come up with a better story. Well, I remember when I interviewed those guys.
My story's sadder than yours. I deserve it. No.
Let's just tug at the heartstrings of New England right now.
Forget it. Everybody's deserving, and the person we chose
let's give
random,
them all a sad. No?
Hold on a second.
Business.
Paul, I know you're new here, so I'm just going to turn your microphone off. Give you a chance to rest. No.
Artie loves to turn off my mic.
I like to not turn yours on in the first place. That's my move. Casey Caldenberg is the husband currently deployed in Iraq. We have an email here from Jennifer Caldenberg. And basically, there's a lot of stuff in here that I'm not going to get into. Let's just say that he's currently deployed. It's his third deployment since 9/11.
Wow.
You know, kids at home. She included a picture. There's just a lot of stuff in here that she told me kind of privately, and I'm not going to get into it. I'm going to respect the privacy, and I'm going to say thank you to everybody who emailed in their stories, and thanks to Cardi's Furniture Superstores, who is going to set the Caldenberg family up with a family room set for this holiday season. And all I can say is I hope that Casey is home soon to enjoy it.
Yes.
We'll leave it at that. That's the most sincere thing I think I may have ever said on the radio. How's that? And thanks again to Cardi's Furniture Superstores. And thanks to everybody who's serving for us right now overseas. And there you go.
Somebody play a fart joke and get him out of
this. Boop! Would one of you guys say something funny, please, quickly? Oh, there we go. That'll do it for us. No, it's not funny. It's just Pink Floyd. On the Rock of Boston, my name is Hardy, here with Mark Hamilton, who's here every weeknight, and now here with...
It's Neanderthal at 104.1 WBCN, The Rock of Boston.